19 minutes and 45 seconds left as the light rain continues to tumble at Morara Oval in Darwin. Wonderful to have your company on Grandstand Rugby League through the national broadcaster ABC Sport.
Great number, the number 7, one of the best goal kicking strikers in the competition.
35 now.
Yeah, he's going to need to kick them all in and I feel they're going to win.
Got away from the marker, but Billy comes again to make the tackle. Walter's got 40 from Pound, that is one. Any score here would really seal it. As Walter comes half, gives it to Flegler. Flegler stepping, three tackles, got an offload away to Mam. Mam's second phase, he's a bit flat footed, but he's strong. Can't get momentum going, he's tackled. 28 metres out, last play at Brisbane. It's Reynolds again, chipping towards Sebo. Cobbo comes at him. Sebo takes the catch. Cobbo makes the tackle. Eels to start this set. 8 from their own line, Premiership Oski, but with only 5 minutes to go in the game, trailing by 10.
Yeah, and time's running out now. Remember, they're really pushing the passes, offloading it really out of Parramatta Eels, but they're at the wrong end of the field.
Here, Brown.
Down on the break.
Almost found a little bit of space before, running into Flegler and Caprell. 18 his own side of halfway, played the hands, passes to the right from Moses, pops it up to Panasini, runs in field, takes contact, goes to ground, gets to his feet to play at 7 inside his heel territory. Now hands to the left and centre field, through Madison to Brown, showing it, popping it to the edge, went through Cartwright to Sebo, over the 40, steps in field, beats 2 Sebo, before running into a brutal tackle one-on-one from Ricky. Air hugging to death, 30 metres out on the left edge. Plate to hand, past centre field, Gufferson. Keeps it moving through the hand, Hosford at the line. Tries to step through, lost his footing, Walters jumps on him to make the tackle. Last play, Eels, 4.5 to go. They trail by 10, they're 25 out. Moses doesn't know what to do. Swings a Harvard big pass to the centre of the field. Greg's got it, pops it out the back to Brown. Still the last, he's 15 out, he passes to a flat foot of bowler. Pops it infield to Moses. Moses up the line, passes over the flat foot of bowler. He goes in! He goes in! The Eels have somehow scored! Have they?
Scored four.
Oh, no, the Eels line. They said no, they have not. Give them chase from Tennessee. And I think in trial, he can look at the ball by. Picked up by Cobbo, he's going to run it back at them. He pushes away from Gufferson before Freeze tackle on his own 30. Who's playing the ball? Man out of dummy half. He's running around, not sure what to do when he gets tackled. 10 from halfway. And now we've only got 92 seconds left. The players can sense it. The fans can sense it. Reece Walsh can sense it too. He wants Clyde to think he has a last one. Pop the half load out to open the wing. Oates is tackled. Maybe some late points for Brisbane. That's 32 out. Out on the left. Ball plays at Capewell. Runs in field himself. Arms free for an offload, but he doesn't have anyone to throw it to. So Capewell will take the tackle. 23 metres out from the Parramatta line. Brisbane Reds a win secured, looking for the coup de grace. Pass down the middle third. Offload through the hands of Walters. Ended up in the hands of Carrigan. Carrigan drives for the in-goal area. No, no, not there. He's not going to break his 68 game run without a try. Pat Carrigan in Darwin. That would be quite the trivia question. Fallen on by the Eels. And there's 50 seconds to go. As Cobbo comes in off his wing to make a solid hit on Lane. Under his ribs, Lane's up and okay. That was good contact. 11,864 in the set. And they've seen, well, another question asked of the ladder leaders and another pretty emphatic response from the boys from Red Hill. And more questions about just what Parramatta can do in this 2023 Premiership season. Eels with the footy, Moses running out the line, gets a pass to the right edge, against the ground behind Panasini. He goes and picks it up, tries another little grub of Panasini. He regathers, then kicks it further ahead again. Looking for Russell, he's not going to get to it. Walsh picks it up over the touchline, and time expires in Darwin. And the Brisbane Broncos extends their lead at the top of the NRL Premiership. 7 starts before tonight for 6 wins, and now it's 7 wins from 8 starts for the Broncos, and the Eels just a 3 wins to show from their 8 games so far this season. 26-16, the final scoreline for Brisbane over Parramatta. In the wet of Darwin, it was 22-6 at half time in favour of the Broncos. So Brisbane scoring only the 2
penalty goals in the second half compared to the year's two tries. Defenses 4, tries to 3. Farnworth, Reynolds, Mann and Stagg scoring tries. But outside of his conversions, Reynolds kicked 3 penalty goals tonight as well.
The finish just didn't it?
Yeah, 5 goals from 7 attempts. While for the Eels, Gutherson, Sebo and Russell, the try scorers, Moses kicking 2 from 3. All done in Darwin. Broncos 26, Eels 16.
Yeah, Broncos made a real statement, didn't they, in the first 60 minutes of the match. But full credit to the Eels. Any other side here tonight would have got 50 put on, I reckon. The Broncos were red hot in those opening 40, 50, 60 minutes. But they dug in. And scratched and sprawled and scrammed their way. They got themselves back into the match as well. Late forward pass there would have set up a grandstand finish. But yeah, the kicking of Adam Reynolds is a difference to the game management. Chalk and cheese. Sevens out there tonight.
Charlie King is now at ground level, making his way out onto the ground. Catch and kill, Charlie. See how you go out there. At least the rain
sort of got a bit lighter for you. Now, see if I can get a Eels player for a stat.
Well, whoever you can get, Charlie, we would love to hear from you.
Maybe